Lynn Classical softball coach Erica Richard is with us. And Erica, first of all, some congratulations to you on winning the Northeastern Conference.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, these kids, they, especially my seniors, they've given it everything they have the last 4 years, and we wanted to send them out on a really high note, and I don't think you can have more momentum than having the game that we did in Everett. It felt like playoff atmosphere, and we were there from the very first pitch until the very last out. We wanted it. We were hungry. We were loud, and you know, winning a game like that against a good team like that, it makes you think anybody can win on any given day when it's tournament time. So we feel good about going forward.
Let me ask you about some of the strengths of your team here. So let's begin with offense. So some key players on offense for Classical softball.
Yeah, Kayla Morrow. She's been a tough out to get no matter what game the last couple years. Same with Becca Walker, and this year our center fielder Maggie McHale. She's really, really stepped up. We were struggling to find somebody that felt comfortable in the leadoff spot, and she came up big for us. She's consistent. She finds a way to get on base and always finds a way to get us going. So, you know, we feel comfortable when everybody's up at the plate, but, you know, the one good thing about our team is we win as a team. It's not, you know, the same one or two people where if they don't get up, we don't feel good about things. It's everybody's getting everything going, and it's fun to have a team like that.
I think when you win a championship, you have to have that as a team. You know what I'm saying? You can't have – there are no weak spots necessarily on a championship team. You know, there are strengths and so on. I get that. But how about pitching? Tell me about that with your team this year.
Brooke Warren, she came in as a freshman last year, and she was behind, you know, our ace, Tori Adams. And Tori Adams went down. She got a concussion towards the later end of the year. And Brooke came up huge for us in some big games and some tough innings, even got some playoff time. And she's the kind of kid that pressure doesn't faze her. She's very dialed in, very focused, very poised, and You wouldn't know she's a sophomore. She's out there and she's throwing strikes and she's commanding the plate, and you don't win an NEC without a pitcher like that. So she's come up huge for us this year.
And then another thing with championship teams is defense. Wherever it's probably around the field, but who are some real keys defensively for you this year that have turned in the big play game after game?
So we have Maddie, Kayla, and Becker, our three captains. They've been in the infield their entire career. And then Amanda Wilkins, she's our junior first baseman, and she's been there since her sophomore year. So we really only had one spot to fill, and Izzy Fessler came in as a freshman, and it's very daunting to come into that experience of an infield, and she's done a great job. So when you have that much experience and that much leadership in the infield coming back, then you have a feeling it's going to be a good year. So we're happy with the way that turned out.
Coach, any other thoughts about this season, this team in particular, as you poised, ready for the postseason?
We want to go out given everything we've got. And you know what? These kids, they have heart. They have a whole lot to prove, and we know that we can win. So we got to go out there with our confidence and knowing that, you know, we got to play our best, but let's give it a run, and let's do it.
Great. Erica, thanks for joining us. Best of luck in the tournament. Congrats on the conference title.
Thank you very much.
Erica Richard, the girls softball coach at Lynn Classical High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.